I think it was useful for residents to vent a lot of the frustration at the public bodies that attended.
Everyone seems quite confused over who is responsible for what. That's the general theme we got. And the fact that there is a lack of legislation around bonfires means that we don't know who the buck stops with.
Ultimately, though, I think residents finally feel that if not someone's caring, someone's at least listening.
The reaction of two residents after a meeting in Victoria Place yesterday evening. A week after it was damaged by a nearby bonfire, about 20 windows on one side of the building remain taped together. The media was not allowed access to the meeting, but one male resident did give his view afterwards.
Is there anything being done? No. Are we hopeful that something could be done now? Possibly. It's not the optimistic outcome that we want. The ideal situation is that the damage that's done is fixed, and that we know that next year the bonfire that's there will be safe. We can't get that answer right now, and I don't think there's anyone that can give it to us. There is political leadership lacking in this. We hope, though, if we persevere with the engagements we've started with, we can get to that place.
But what about the political leaders? Many politicians attended the meeting to talk to residents, but it was notable that no unionist politicians were present. The Green Party's Claire Bailey says the seriousness of the situation has finally been realised.
The residents have been through a very fearful 11th night here in this building, but unfortunately all the statutory agencies seem to have been on their holidays ever since, so it's been good to get them here tonight. Really what we're hearing from the residents is that they are still very fearful about what has happened, that they need to be reassured that their safety will be paramount in any future events, but most of all that they're going to be listened to.
The agencies that attended the meeting refused to do any interviews. Belfast City Council and the PSNI said they weren't making any comment. The Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service says it stands by its action on the 11th night, protecting the building and preventing further damage. And the Northern Ireland Housing Executive issued a statement afterwards, saying it looks forward to working together to achieve a positive outcome for residents as soon as possible. The Alliance MLA Paula Bradshaw said the Housing Executive have now realised what it has to do.
They're going to look very closely at the injunction process that Belfast City Council took out just before this 11th of July, and I think that they're going to look to see how they can put in place a framework and a process that they can deliver this into the future.
Sinn Féin councillor Deirdre Hargey says legal action could be taken against the Housing Executive.
Well, we probed, and I do think there could potentially be a legal challenge around this, in that they own the land. They didn't give permission for the land to be used for a bonfire, but there was no follow-up to the trespassing onto that land.
The SDLP's Claire Hannah says there's huge frustration from the residents.
There is a commitment by the agencies and by the political representatives who have showed up to work with the residents. We may not get rid of some of these activities, but we can certainly mitigate and protect their property, and people have an absolute right to get that assurance and that protection from the various state authorities.
But how do you prevent this happening again?
Clearly, we need a legal framework for this. My colleague Mark H. Durkin did try last year to put forward some bonfire legislation to mitigate the very worst aspects of this. And unfortunately, there wasn't political support for it. But I suspect the agencies themselves want some legal protection. There needs to be political leadership and a conjoined effort so that each individual landowner and public body doesn't have to pick through the mire and deal with the flak themselves.
So what next? I'll leave the final word with the residents.
We do have a plan of action in place. The residents are going to be in touch with different governmental bodies and safety organisations and local groups in Sandy Row to see what can be done to make the bonfire safer in future.
It's important that it is heard. We're not opposing a bonfire. We're just opposing damages to our homes, and I don't think any right-minded person would object to that. I think those that make the bonfire probably realise that they made a mistake in this, because it has reflected poorly on the community. We hear an awful lot from political loyalism that they're being criticised. This gives a very strong reason for loyalism to be criticised, and it's both on residents, the government bodies, and those that build the bonfire to make sure this doesn't happen in future.